Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Donald Trump is hardly the first world leader to address his citizens via social media, even Twitter. One head of state has mobilized the internet to be his own personal militia. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is allegedly on the cutting edge of using social media to flood Twitter, Facebook, and other platforms with attacks against his critics and to post positive-spinning pro-Duterte propaganda at the same time. Journalist Sean Williams says he was on the receiving end of Duterte's keyboard commandos. His feature article entitled Duterte's Army of Online Trolls is in this month's New Republic. So when did you first understand that you were on the receiving end here?
Well, it was quite early on when I was reporting out there. I noticed that I was picking up a bit of an online tail. There was a few people who were kind of following me online. And then through speaking to other people who are involved in human rights and journalism there, I learned that it was far from an original thing. And this is pretty much standard going for everyone covering the drug war and anything else in the Philippines right now.
How much do you think the effectiveness of this is a result of the youth of the Philippine population?
Huge. Yes. The Philippines is an incredibly young nation. I think I'd researched in the article, I think it's around 23 years is the average age out there. And as importantly is the way that mobile networks and the internet are being used out there as well. So for instance, a huge part of all of this is that people get Facebook free with their phones, but they can't actually click through to anything. So because they would incur data charges. So people just keep scrolling through Facebook, looking at these kind of incendiary headlines by partisan websites, but they don't actually click through to any meat. So they just kind of consume this daily diet of highly inflammatory, one-sided information. And I think that's where a lot of this comes from.
A one-sided, interactive social media milieu is what you're describing here, which is one of the things that's very interesting here. One of the other things is this feels a little bit like a monster that they can't get back in the box. I mean, there's a lot out there that is actually no humans at all.
Yeah. And some of the stuff that I'd researched was that some of the people who are paid to do this kind of stuff, they'll just create a lot of fake accounts on social media. And really, because the government is the entity that has the clout to do that, it's really hard for any opposing voices to get their voices heard, really. So what I was kind of putting across in the article as well was that social media platforms like Facebook, like Twitter, have been co-opted by the bigger players now, where once they were seen as the voice of the masses, they're kind of being used by the people with the most money and the bigger means to get that message across. And that's kind of a worrying development.
And 20% of the Duterte mentions just come from bots?
Yeah, I looked into it alongside a social media research company, and they were surprised, and so was I, that this amount of noise just being put out by fake accounts is so strong around Duterte. So that kind of says a lot about where his messages are coming from. His following is not an illusion. It is there. People do kind of admire him. But yeah, it's being very much propped up by a lot of this noise online.
Journalist Sean Williams is the author of Duterte's Army of Online Trolls in this month's New Republic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.